This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Big O, are the rumors and concerns about Tua from some in the front office true? I don't know what you're talking about, bro. What are you talking about, bro? What are we talking? Are you talking about Adam Beasley? Seriously, bro? Are you talking? I love Adam, bro. There's no concerns. Okay. Adam's just riding. He and Florio just write the drama because that's what gets clicks, bro. You know, it's an easy, lazy take to have. It's not the truth because they've shown you what the truth is. They've built completely around the kid. They've done everything. They got his quarterback's coach fresh out of high school in Charlie Fry. They're designing the offense for him. They got quick twitch receivers. I mean, I don't know what more people need to see. They're committed to this kid. Now, in a year or two, if he sucks, yeah, they got to go to another direction. Duh! Everybody knows that. But I don't expect that to happen. So, you know what, Jose? It's the same thing that's happening in crypto. We had a lot of normal, hardworking people that have lost billions of dollars in the last couple of months because they fell into the FUD and they believe the bullshit that people were throwing out there in crypto. Okay. While we know the power brokers are controlling it right now and lowering the prices and putting the scare so they can jump in because there's billions of dollars sitting right now in stable coins and they're going to go right back into the crypto market right away. And pretty soon you're going to start seeing this thing take off again. Right. And then a lot of people that lost money, they got frustrated because they believed in the freaking FUD that was all crap. This is what's been going on. It's football FUD, what's been going on with Tua, okay? Tua FUD. That's what I should call it. Don't believe the Tua FUD. That none of it is true. Not Florio, not Beasley. They're both wrong, dead wrong about that, okay? So that has – look at all the moves they've made. Doesn't make any sense that you would acquire all this and now you're going to have to give up a ton of picks to get somebody else. That just doesn't jive, man. Omar himself admitted that any article about QBs get three times more clicks. Add hot topic controversy to that and you have clickbait. Exactly. That's all. I love Beasley. Nothing personal. But for me, in my book, that's all he's doing is clickbait crap. That's it. That's all he's constantly stayed on that. And guess what? He and Florio have constantly been wrong throughout. You know? So, hey, keep going. Maybe Tua doesn't work out a year or two from now. And then you can say, oh, you see, I told you so, when it really wasn't. They're committed to Tua. They're committed clearly to Tua. Everything's been done for Tua to succeed. They're not going to give up on the plan now. Plus, it's going to make the front office and the coaching staff look so much better if they found their quarterback and they brought him along and they developed him and he became a stud here. It's really, I don't mind adding Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, if he's innocent. Okay. Cause if he's guilty, I don't want that scumbag here. You know, if he's dirty and he has been doing this to women, then I don't want anything to do with the guy. I don't care what he can play. But I get it if you want to acquire an accomplished quarterback. I got no problem with that. I understand you want to win. Got no problem. That's why you acquire Shaquille O'Neal, and that's why you acquire Alonzo Mourning and Timmy Hardaway and LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Jimmy Butler because you're trying to win. So I get trying to acquire a great talent. But everything that's happened throughout the entire offseason only dictates one thing. They are completely committed to Tua. That's all it said. So, love Beasley, but I think he's dead ass wrong. I think he's just writing clickbait. That's all he's doing. And I think that's, and Florio does that for a living, as it is with Pro Football Talk. So I expect it from that website. You know what I mean? But that's, you know, you don't have anything else to say. I told you guys this. It's boring to say what I just said about Tua. Why? Because it's the truth. It's boring. It's dramatic to say, oh, they still could be trading for him. Oh, they could be still questions about him. Oh, they're concerned about him. That's always better. But yet, none of that has ever reared its ugly head. None of it. Now, maybe a year or two from now, after legitimate stage for him, and you watch what his performance is, then yeah, maybe at that point they make a move because he hasn't reached the pinnacles that they want him to. Okay, I can live with that. I can understand that. That makes sense. But no, I'm sorry. Don't believe the bullshit. That's all I can tell you.